Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Flag Football America podcast with your host, Stacey Marshall. And today what we're going to be talking about are just a couple things that are some upcoming events. An announcement related to our new player of the month contest and the NFL draft. The NFL draft just recently ended here in Philadelphia, and it really was a great event on a lot of different levels. And, you know, if you follow the NFL and if you're involved with youth flag football, like many of my listeners are, you'll start to really get a sense of how wide and how far-reaching youth flag football has become and how it's continuing to grow on a daily basis. And the NFL draft sort of was sort of a past, present, and future of the game. And I was lucky enough to be down there in Philadelphia for a couple of the events and actually got to meet Roger Goodell, which was really exciting, if even for just like a brief second. But it really inspired me to keep doing what I'm doing related to flag football. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast, and you can find us on flagfootballamerica.com and also on Flag Football America on Instagram. So we have a new sponsor we want to talk to you about. MyFootballPlays.com is the one-stop shop for all your football play needs. With innovative tools like the football play design, you can create real-time, on-demand plays on your desktop for game prep or on your tablet in the heat of the moment to adjust player assignments and come up with new plays designed to combat opponent tactics and strategies. With multiple print options from one-page football plays for playbooks or eight-play inserts for wristbands use, all your play needs are covered, so you should check them out at myfootballplays.com. So let's just talk a little bit about the draft. The draft took place over 3 days. It was in Philadelphia, and Flag Football America is located within the Philadelphia area. I would probably say, you know, maybe 30 or 40 minutes, maybe longer than that, about an hour outside of Philadelphia, but it's definitely a drive. And I was fortunate enough to be down there for, obviously, walk the facilities and the whole experience, which was free. And the feedback from the NFL, I think, was really positive. I was able to obviously see some of the displays, and unfortunately wasn't there for draft night, but I was there for some of the youth clinics and the Play 60. And it really, Roger Goodell had come to one of them and really is showing you the future of the game, the past of the game, and the present. I'd say the past of the game is just honestly just tackle football itself. You can see the NFL definitely grappling with concussion issues and safety and health, and yet they've not abandoned tackle football, but yet they realize, and it's probably always been the case, that only a small percentage of kids who like football will ever play tackle organized football, but there's a huge target market for those who will never play the game but love the game and can play, whether it's in flag or whether it's just being active, which is part of their Play 60 program. So NFL draft was awesome. I would recommend if it does come to a city near you, definitely check it out. And I think what was great about it was free. It wasn't like you had to pay to get in. In Philadelphia, the people came out continually throughout the week. They had events Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and even ran some limited events on Wednesday. But it really was really cool. And, you know, the proximity of the way they laid everything out at the Art Museum really was a great location. So some of the things they had at the NFL draft, they had obviously the stage, and then they had the AFC, NFC locker room, and then as you walk towards the Art Museum, they had different little displays, but they also had a field goal challenge, and they had an NFL museum, and of course they had an NFL shop. So it really was really cool, and then they had a Play 60 zone for the kids to play and just, you know, keep football in the public eye. And if the sport's going to continue, it's going to have to definitely find a new voice and a new face among the youth who are not going to probably take to the traditional tackle football. So that was a really great experience. And actually, you know, this youth NFL really ties into sort of like the next segment of our show. We ran our first ever Player of the Month contest, and we're sort of piggybacking off of our Flag Madness. We had such a great response for the Flag Madness voting that figured, hey, you know what, maybe there's players who want to keep the voting going, and if they get a chance to vote for themselves, that they'd be able to sort of, you know, vote for themselves for Player of the Month. So we've come up with a new program. It's called Player of the Month. You nominate yourself. The nominate yourself is free. You go to flagfootballamerica.com. And once you get there, you nominate a player. It could be yourself. It could be someone else. You fill out the form. And then whoever fills out the form will be in the nominee pool. So we have players who are nominated for the tournament, for the Player of the Month. And we're going to be a month behind, meaning that right now it's May. So we've had our May winner, which we're going to announce here in a second. And basically now in May, you'll get to nominate someone, and they'll be voting at the end of May, and that winner will be the Player of the Month for June. And it was actually, it's an experiment, but I think it was a good one to try. And we had actually 6 official nominees who went onto the website and nominated either themselves or someone. And then we had a voting contest for about a week. And I'm going to announce the nominees. We have Brian, excuse me if I pronounced the names incorrectly, but Brian Bebben from the Fan Zone Indoor Football League. We had Josh Hobbs from the NEOK Sports League in Oklahoma, Julian Madison from Arizona's Football League, Colton Smith from the USFTL National Flag Tournament, and Leonard Stevenson from DMVFFL. And they were able to vote for a week, and we are excited to announce that Colton Smith is our Flag Football Player of the Month. You know, I think what's really great about flag football is it can be a little bit, even as much as you try to control it, it can be really unpredictable. But when certain things happen, you kind of like, wow, I could not have planned it. So just to give you a little bit about Colton Smith, I actually don't know his exact age, but I do know he's from Florida. And one of the things that we are definitely going to try and do is get Colton Smith and his dad on here and interview him. I only know a little bit about him from his bio, and the photo we got was actually really small just because of the way it came into our form. But it looks like his dad voted for him. He's won 4 flag football tournaments this year: Red Zone, Santa Bowl, New Year's Bowl, Battle at the Shores, and the USFTL National Championship in the 8U division held in Plant City, Florida. And if you just look at the, you know, just his basic resume, you know, looks like your average kid, but Colton's actually quite phenomenal. It looks like he does a lot of other things outside of flag football. He plays tackle, and then he also runs track, it looks like. And we posted some images of him on our website, and we've got a page for him on our website and also on our Facebook. And throughout the month, we're just going to really kind of highlight him. And again, we're going to try to get him on the phone and do a podcast. But congratulations to Colton Smith. I know his dad kind of did a great job of just putting it on his Facebook. His dad's name is Jason, and just getting people to vote for him. And I think that's awesome. And I think that's really, you know, we're really trying to tap into what connected, I think, me to flag football is just the people that you meet. And the fact that, you know, Jason Smith was able to get his son sort of out there and get him some votes, I think, is amazing. And I don't know all the details, but it looks like Colton may have come off an injury recently. I posted some video of him on our website rehabbing, and pretty amazing. I mean, it's like if you could think of a kid who just, I think, player looks like represents everything that Flag Football America is about, I think Colton is it. And again, congratulations to him, and I'm going to be excited to hopefully get him and his dad on our podcast and interview him. We've got tons of questions about his rehab, about, you know, some of the sports that he plays. But again, excited. And I want to thank Jason Smith and Vivian Smith for just sharing it and just, you know, being interactive with Flag Football America. And I think that's one of the things that we're going to be working on in throughout the next 6 months, is really just trying to get as much of you people out there, what you do, exposed. So again, Colton Smith is our May 2017 Flag Football Player of the Month. He received 303 votes, and the nearest winner was Leonard Stevenson. So pretty exciting stuff. And we got some things that we want to get together for him in like a little package. But what this puts him in the running for, which I don't even think I told his dad, is he's in the running for the Player of the Year. So hopefully that will be exciting. And you know, that'll be a great thing. So again, thank you very much. And that's it. So that's great. Congratulations. And so now, again, everything, I think this show here is definitely themed towards, looks like youth. We had the NFL draft experience, which was a great, you know, day of just open field clinics and things like that for youth 6 through 17, which I was able to take part in. And the clinics actually worked really cool. You signed up and you came back for a designated time, so that was great. We've got our May 2017 Player of the Month, Colton Smith. He's from Florida, I believe Miami, Florida. And then we've got Beast of the East. The Beast of the East tournament is, registrations are open. This is the 10th year of the Beast of the East, run by Matt Riemel. And it's really an amazing tournament. It's grown, and it's become one of the best tournaments in the country. And they're running 6, 8, 10, 12, 14U, 17U boys, and then 12U, 14U girls, and 17U girls. And registration's open. You can check out their I'll check them out on Facebook. You can also check out their website, thebeastoftheeast.org. In fact, if you just type in thebeastoftheeast.com, it will come up, and you can register. Registrations, unfortunately, you've missed the, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you've missed the cutoff for early registration, but it's definitely not too late to register. I would try to get that done as soon as possible. And I want to make sure that I obviously give you the right web address here. So, again, the Beast of the East is open. Normally they have between 90 to 120 or so teams that come out. You can check them out on Facebook. If you just type in Beast of the East National 5 versus 5v5 flag football tournament, you'll get their Facebook page. And you can also see a little bit about them. I'll give you that information, that website. Okay, so the website is Beast of the East Flag. Excuse me. So beastoftheeastflag.com is the website. You can call Matt at 267-210-7487. And you can email Matt at mrvr27@yahoo.com. And again, the Beast of the East is, it's going to be taking place at Westchester University. The date of the tournament is Sunday, May 21st, 2017. Early registration is now closed, but this is obviously late registration. The cost is $395 per team, and it really is one of the premier tournaments in the league. They've got national tournaments and national teams coming to the event, and some of the teams that have registered so far have been. You got Virginia Extreme, they're coming to the tournament. You've got Mosteel, they're going to be sending a 14U team. And then, actually, Virginia Extreme is planning on bringing 7 teams to the tournament. They've got MP Flag football bringing a team, and they've got NJ Flag bringing 3 teams. So it's really one of the premier events of the country, and I really definitely recommend it. It's run by an amazing organizer. And, again, check out Beast of the East National 5v5 Flag Football Tournament. And continue to check it out. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast with S. Dacey Marshall. And definitely looking forward to some more podcasts coming up. Our next podcast will hopefully be with the director and founder of the BCs and also our Player of the Month, Colton Smith. You can check us out on Facebook at Flag Football America.com. You can also check us out on Instagram at Flag Football America. You can check out our website at flagfootballamerica.com. And obviously we've got, I think I just mentioned it, we've also got a Facebook page. So continue to support what we're doing. We're looking forward to an exciting summer. We're going to continue to bring podcasts to you on a more regular basis. And we're hoping to continue to just help spread some of the great things that are being done in flag football. Again, I'd like to thank our new sponsor, MyFootballPlays.com. From youth and adult flag football leagues through collegiate football, coaches and players alike will find value using the many features on MyFootballPlays.com and be able to take their game to the next level. So for the NFL Draft Experience, Player of the Month, and BC's podcast, this is Stacey Marshall, and I look forward to talking to you again on our next show.
There is a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?